Blackstone Audio presents The Man on the Balcony by Mai Cheval and Per Wallu, translated from the Swedish by Alan Blair. The dedication reads, This is for Barbara and Newton. Introduction. A man sits on a balcony and watches. A woman watches the man through a pair of binoculars and phones the police. That is how the novel starts. I first read The Man on the Balcony nearly 40 years ago. I stumbled across the earlier titles in the Martin Beck series of Mai Cheval and Per Wallu in my public library. The library was housed in a converted wartime Nissen hut in a small gray town surrounded by a flat, windswept landscape composed largely of black mud and sugar beet. The air inside the hut was a chilly fug smelling of wet raincoats and decaying paper. The librarian was a mournful tweed-covered teddy bear with a matching mustache. Several ladies, gray, plumply corseted, and uniformly stern, served as the Gestapo of the establishment, and probably bullied their titular superior as much as they did the borrowers. As a young teenager, I browsed indiscriminately and greedily. I was often drawn to the yellow jackets of the Gallant's crime list, which was how I found Cheval and Wallu. Their names were alien and unpronounceable, but my elder sisters said they were good, so I gave the books a try. A detective story, I thought, must be always a detective story wherever it came from. How wrong I was. I soon realized that the novels of Cheval and Wallu were a world away from the Anglo-American competition, most of which was set either in the sedate precincts of Mayhem Parva, where the blood always washed out of the vicarage carpet, or in the almost equally cozy environs of a large American city, where law and order was in the hands of a heroic private investigator with a penchant for wisecracking and an unlimited capacity for whiskey. There was nothing heroic about these books from Sweden. They revealed a strange...